This is Harry Murray at Murray's Flash Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. Today we're going to talk about the smallmouth fishing that's taking place here in the latter part of May. I'll talk a little bit about what's happening now, what we expect to be going on for the early part of the summer. First, we'll look at the conditions of the stream, then we'll look at the feeding areas that we're finding the bass now, and then we'll get into the tactics and flies that we're finding effective. The conditions are really quite different this year. The warm spring we had has really sparked things. The rains have kept the streams up, and the feeding is quite aggressive for this time of the year. Now, the one area that we're finding quite effective are where the gravel bars that are running 2 to 3 feet deep along the side of the river drop off into the deeper part of the river. Now, these areas are loaded with shiner minnows. There are a lot of bluegills in these areas, and you can either wade or float down on these bars and fish the drop-off, or if you can get on the outside of them with a boat or a canoe, you can fish where these gravel bars taper off into the deeper water. That has been very effective. Now, some of the young bluegills are starting to hatch out right now. A hot spot for these are the tails of the pools. The tails of the islands, where the islands have water running from a foot deep to 2 to 3 feet deep in the lower part of those islands. That's where a lot of the bluegills spawn, that's where the babes hatch out, and that's where the bass go back in to feed those. What I like to do on those is wade down on the side of the island and fish down and across below the islands with the magnum bluegill. Those bass are in there feeding, and you can do this all the way down to where the water gets so deep you can't wade it anymore, because those bass are cruising around the tail of those islands, and the fishing can be very effective. Now, before long, the helgramite, that's the larva of the Dobson fly, will be hatching. Now, remember, these are in the water for 3 years, a three-year cycle on this job. They are hatching out in the riffles and right below them. So an effective tactic right now is to go in immediately below these riffles, turn and fish up into the riffle in water. You'll be fishing pockets that are running from 2 to 4 feet deep. You can fish them upstream, dead drift, Murray's helgramite. The heavy helgramite black and a size 4 is very effective here. Now, when I was doing all these testings on the real helgramite, I found that the natural helgramites could swim just as well as minnows. So you can also use a down and across technique below the riffles with that Murray's heavy helgramite. Use a very slow stripping action, strip it about 6 inches every 10 seconds, and just swim that below the riffles in all the pockets you can find. Now, we just fished a little bit the other evening after work and had fantastic surface fishing. Now, this is coming on way ahead of schedule. Jeff had a lot of nice fish on the Shenandoah chartreuse chugger. I did very well on the damsel popper. And we're fishing these against the shaded banks, as close to the banks as you could get them with a gentleman. Now, you can either wade or you can float these areas, but you want to get your bug back against the bank. Fish it out for about 10 feet with a slow strip, pause, strip action. Shove it back against the bank as you work your way down the river. Well, now that's what we're finding at this time of the year. If you want to stop in, I'll be glad to go over the maps and show you the areas that we're fishing and the areas that are productive. If you have any questions on any of this and you can't get by, just ring me at 540-984-4212. This is Harry Murray and Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. Thank you very much.